She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. She's back. All right, y'all. Welcome to episode 12. Why do women say they want a good man but run when they get one? Who told you were the good man that she wanted, though? And that's like a real question. I'm not being smart. This is easy. That's not a woman. Most of the time, that's a little girl, right? So, and I say that not to be like mean or just childish, but sometimes mentally, emotionally, financially, and maybe more, women may be at the age of a woman in her 20s and her 30s and her 40s, but her mind might be still childish, right? Her emotions might be still childish. And most women say they want something that they heard, not necessarily that they actually want. A lot of women have a fantasy of what a good man is in their opinion. And there are things from, in my opinion, that I feel like a good man requires. And a lot of women are not going to do that, right? In my opinion, I feel like a good man requires a certain level of wisdom, respect, time, love, commitment, understanding, grace, self-awareness, discernment, and a woman with a sense of purpose, right? A woman that's willing to learn who he is and what he needs and is dependable with all of those things. Should I keep going? Because how many women would check out? How many women would run by now? Because it sounds like hella work. Let me keep going. Honesty is what a good man would want from a woman. A mature way of communicating, consideration, the ability to love him through his cons and his pros, not just when he's good. Someone who can support him through his losses. I purposely didn't selfishly list what women want in a good man, because I feel like we hear it all the time and it's subjective depending on the woman. Not every woman wants the same thing from a man, and not every woman classifies what a good man is the same way. So in my opinion, it's more about, as a woman, what are you willing to offer a man? Why should he choose who you are over the next woman? What makes you more deserving over the next woman that's working on herself, right? To keep a good man, you got to be willing to be a good woman. Too many women still want to be treated like their dad's favorite, right? Or even get some type of daddy's treatment. And so a lot of younger women look for older men who have money, are more established, or not doing as much, so they can get that daddy relationship that they never got. And too many women want to see a good man show up in their life a certain way, but you still want to hoe it out while keeping a good man. A good man doesn't have the time and the grace and the patience for you to play games when he wants to chill and have a simple life, right? And too many women want a good man who requires nothing of substance from her and zero expectations from her, but she has all the expectations from him, for him. That's not fair. That's lopsided. So listen, we all have expectations. We all have needs. Will you appreciate who you have? Will you love who you have in high and lows? And a lot of people are not going to. So you could be a great man to the wrong woman. People are a gamble. I've gambled a few and I'm still single. Okay, so I think it's more of a self-gauge that you have to have when it comes to people. If you feel like you're a good man and you continuously keep showing up for a woman and she's not appreciating it, move on. Don't give it another year. Don't give it another 6 months. Don't buy her another big lavish gift thinking this is going to make her see that I'm serious. Listen, it shouldn't take all of that. It shouldn't take all of that. Right? So, women will say they want all the greatest things in the world, but I think if you're a good man, the way that you spot a good woman is you see reciprocation, right? You see effort. You're not always calling her. You're not always texting her. She's calling you. You're not always going to see her. She's willing to come see you. You're not always checking in on her first. She's checking in on you. You're not always treating. She treats you kind and she gives to you. So, like, give space to let people show you who they are. Give space to let women show you how they care and what you mean to them. If she can go 2 days without talking to you and you can't, that should tell you right there. If you text her in the morning and she don't text you back till 6 p.m. at night, she saw that text all day. She just doesn't care to. You're not a priority. And she's doing that to see how long she could play this cat and mouse game. Men do it too. But at the same time, that's how you figure out if a man just wants to see who's going to give him the most attention. And you have to be up and in the mood to play those games. I'm at a point where if I don't like you, I don't like you. If I like you, I like you. I'm going to talk to you. If I talk to you and it's not balanced and you don't talk to me as much, I'm going to back off. If I call you and it's a bad time or you're working or you got this going on and you don't return the call, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like communication is not hard, right? And once you've been in a relationship or you've been with someone who communicates consistently, who explains themselves very well, who checks in on you, who's understanding about where you're at mentally and vice versa, and then you have to deal with a man who doesn't do it.
Listen. I can't go back. I can't deal with the lesser that I've had. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. So, yeah, please. Don't wait for anybody to recognize you as being a good man or woman. If you're with somebody or you're dating somebody and they don't see it and you're not getting the reciprocation you feel like you deserve, that is your cue. Scene over. Done. Closed. That is not it. Return to sender. Okay? My name is Shan. Good luck. But yeah, that's just my opinion on that. It's not that hard. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do, but if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback. We support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.